All right, this is the Marysville Board of Education regular meeting of June 20th, 2013. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mady.
Here.
Mrs. Lowney.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
And Mrs. Bowers. Here.
Okay, can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Next up is the agenda. Is there any additions, deletions, comments on the current agenda as presented? Hearing none, then, can I get a motion to approve that, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yeah.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, we have the superintendent's report. Madam Superintendent.
Well, first, I want to... congratulate high school graduation. I thought it was very successful. Beautiful evening, no rain. My first experience.
It's perfect, nice and cool. And
it was. It was a great night. 404 graduates, so I'm very pleased with that. And just congratulate them one more time in the high school for having a great ceremony. Tonight, I want to also read to you something that Mike White and I went over. It has to be a matter of an agenda, but doesn't have to be an item on the agenda. In reference to our, am I going too fast? Okay. In reference to the purpose of this letter is to advise you that Marysville Exempted Village School District is enforcing and meeting the standards of foods and refreshments sold in the district as specified by House Bill 210, Ohio Revised Code 3313.814, 3314.816, and 3313.817. So it's aligned to our policies that are already adopted. We just have to review it and make it a matter of our minutes.
So you're just notifying the board that we are following
this? We are following.
Okay. Very good.
I sent to you today kind of our first shot at OAA data. The first sheet was your spreadsheet with our results on that. Did everyone receive that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Except that's our everything looks pretty good. Some concern with third grade Edgewood, which was not a surprise to us. We had already identified that was a class we were concerned about. Had several kids on reading intervention plans, and we'll continue with intervention looking into fourth grade and new principal in fourth grade, which will inherit to deal with. Overall, for the OAA indicators, we are studying in pretty good shape. And Doug, since you did not see that, in third grade district-wide, and this is before we've done our in-and-out students, who counts and who doesn't count students district-wide. Third grade was at 81% in reading. Fourth grade was 91% in reading. Math, third grade, 80%. And fourth grade, math is 88.5%. So fifth grade, let me find the fifth grade scores. Fifth grade in math was 82.1, fifth grade science was 77.3, and reading was 82.1. Sixth grade reading was 89.7, and math was 81.2. So good results. Principals are currently working on students during their enrollment, those kids who will not count for us or might count for us, so we're shifting through that now, which are all legitimate changes. And things that districts are to do. So I'm very pleased with that. And along with our OGT data, which you received before, we seem to be sitting in pretty good shape. Value added won't be in for a while, so we'll keep monitoring that as well.
So we look good on making all of the.
Right. Edgewood would be the building that we'll be concerned about and miss both third grade indicators at that building level. But as a district, those scores are fine.
When did the letters go out to the parents?
Well, we just received that information So we'll be waiting on that parent portfolio, and then it goes out after that. So it's normally mid-July, really, before we get that.
I mean, do you look at trend? Comparing it to last year, do you see much of a change?
Greg Miller's putting that together for us and looking at those trends. And we're also asking him to look also at the trend data with our all-day, everyday kindergarten students compared to those who did not receive all-day, everyday. We know that past trends show a pretty big deficit, and just want to bring that forward as well as we start to look at our strategic planning and the emphasis on third grade reading and those pieces.
Yeah, it's amazing because last year's third graders had a 96% passage rate in reading this year. So,
right.
That was at Edgewood?
Yeah, no. Just at Edgewood. It's just that's a huge gap. I would be curious to know.
We do know there's a very large special education population in that grade.
Which grade? Third or fourth?
In current third.
Okay. Current third.
And again, that was Joe's concern from the get-go, the amount of students that we had on intervention plans that were behind.
And just so everyone's clear, that the third grade then retention, are we going to have additional kids that are going to be remediated back to third grade because of their reading? Or
Well, we're waiting on where everyone ends up, but we should be... I don't want to answer that yet. How's that? I'll give you a report on...
Just because I know, I mean, that's been talked about all through the year, so I'd just be curious how that affects the district this year.
Okay, we'll forward that.
Okay.
Any other questions for me on that information? I have quite a list for you today. So. we've been waiting on the ESC to put together our achievement report, which is kind of a data snapshot for our entire district, K-12. That is in the very ending stages and is the beginning of our strategic planning. So we're excited to kind of get that in place. I think the last part of it, if I'm not mistaken, is a letter from the superintendent to go as a cover letter, and then that will be issued and ready to go to kick off strategic planning. So we're looking to schedule that first meeting with that group of people probably in July, the end of July, and get that process underway. As a step in that direction, we met last Friday with, we had asked, if you remember, five teachers from every building to be part of the transformational leadership team. Also community members. Jeff went on a couple visits, or one visit. We had Dr. Vick from the hospital and Rick Shortell go as well. And we brought that group back together last Friday and worked with EdWorks and kind of brainstorming the things that are on the horizon with education, the idea of what our students will need to be able to do in the future, not now, but in the future, and what our, be more global about our approach. We did a lot of brainstorming about the things we liked and talked about what would be our barriers to those. There was a lot of interest in several of the places did some kind of performance-based something. When we went to Upper Arlington and looked at Wycliffe, there was a town hall meeting where students, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, shared their data and their own learning to an authentic group. So some of those pieces were identified as areas of interest with our staff, and so the next step with that would be putting together a plan. Amy and I will sit down with Dan Hoffman and Robin Kanan from EdWorks and start working on a plan to look at our system K-12 and try to start integrating some of those pieces. We'll also be using them to help with our coaches. They have an extensive coaching background, so those coaches K-12 will be working with them as well. So things are starting to move forward and in the right direction, and excited about that momentum. Certainly a lot of energy. Some people left the meeting, I think, a little frustrated because they were ready to go, you know, and wanted to know we were doing this tomorrow. But we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there. So those type A personalities.
You wouldn't let me call in, otherwise I would have been there.
So it was a great meeting. Again, teachers giving up their summer to do the important work, and so we are pleased with that. And I believe that's all I have.
Is there a report that came out of that transfer?
There will be a coaching plan that we'll share with everyone when that's done. We're going to meet with Dan and Robin and finish that.
Okay.
They have a list of priorities established, and so that's what we're going to work off to to build our coaching plan.
Gotcha. Okie dokie. Any questions for Diane?
Are you pushing a button between each one of these or just?
No. I will, though.
Okay. Yeah.